This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, August 23rd. Well, wheat markets were fairly quiet yesterday, along with the corn and the soybeans, where the markets have been hovering at important price levels, which were lows from earlier in the summer. We've come all the way back down and we're testing those lows. And so far, pretty much hanging in there for wheat and corn. Soybeans haven't gotten all the way down to those summer lows. They're pretty much hovering about halfway from the low and earlier in the summer to the high. They've corrected about half of that. So it's kind of a mixed bag for soybeans. Is there still some production risk hovering out there? We've got this heat coming into the Midwest, which could shave off some top-end yield. I don't think it's going to be a complete game changer as far as total production, but it could tighten things up just a little bit. I think that's why soybeans are holding together better. For corn, we managed to get through the critical growing phases in pretty decent shape. We're looking at a sizable crop coming for corn, and that should ease up feed grain concerns significantly. And for wheat, you know, we had the short crop in hard red winter wheat in the southern plains, but everywhere else we're looking pretty decent. Northern plains having a good winter wheat crop and a spring wheat crop. Up in Canada, not quite that way. They had more weather issues early in the season, so their spring wheat crop will be a bit short, but it's not a complete disaster. So the wheat market factored in quite a bit of weather premium early, you know, war premium, and all of that has been erased from the market. And again, we're back down to major lows, but at least at this point, the market is respecting those lows and pacing sideways. Egypt bought some wheat yesterday. They bought 60,000 tons from Romania at $256 FOB. So kind of surprising to see Russia not in the mix. In fact, Bulgaria was the next cheapest one, and then Romania again before we got into some Russian FOB offers. So they weren't even really that close. I would imagine that the next tender we see from Egypt, which probably will be fairly soon. They only bought one cargo. Usually they're buying four or five. So they probably were testing the waters here. I can only imagine that Russia is going to get much more aggressive. They'll find a way to participate because they have a lot of carryover from last year. They've got a big crop this year. They need to move wheat, not only from a supply perspective, but from a cash flow. They need the money. So they'll find a way. They'll probably offer to subsidize transportation or something, but they're not going to be shut out of this export activity for very long. Usually one sale and they're back in the game. One missed sale and they're back in the game. Ukraine reporting that their all-grain exports so far this marketing year, which began July 1, is at 3.8 million tons. That's up a half a million from where they were a year ago. Pro-farmer making some progress moving through Indiana and Nebraska. Their Indiana corn yields are coming in at 180.9. That's down 3 from the average. For soybeans, they're at 1,309 pod count. That's up 80 over the average. In Nebraska, corn yields at 107.2. That's down 4.8 from the average. And soybean pod count at 1,160 is down 36 from the average. So Nebraska, of course, was more in line with the consistent heat that was parked over Texas but expanded up through Oklahoma, eastern Kansas, up into Nebraska. So, you know, they're showing the results of that. As you know, the eastern part of the Midwest didn't really see that kind of stress, that consistent stress that we saw in the plains and into the western part of the Midwest. So as we get into Iowa and Illinois, those are going to be, you know, the key states that will kind of really determine where prices will go. And I think they're going to be in better shape than what we saw in Nebraska. We're seeing a little bit of support in corn as a result of that. The night session up 3, soybeans down 5, and wheat is mixed. So pretty quiet trade in the grain space in the night session. One other thing, just a war update. We did see that Russian missiles struck the Danube River grain terminal. It's actually a storage facility, so they did do some damage to some bins there, some silos, and just more infrastructure damage to Ukraine. And obviously that's going to pose bigger problems for them down the road. But it's been a slugfest in this war, and it clearly is not showing any signs of slowing down. No side is backing down. So this just continues on. I think it's obviously you're just going to do more damage, whether it's to Ukraine or to Russia. It's probably going to be both. And you know, there's just virtually no war premium in the grain market in general, much less the wheat market. So there's always that hanging out there. But so far, it's not been enough to move the market. And my guess is at this point, you know, we're going to have to see significant damage to a Russian port that would actually slow down their exports before the market really takes note. I think just the presence of so much Russian wheat that it's just a huge wet blanket over the market. So you're going to have to see some disruption to that flow before I think the market becomes worried about grain flow, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.